And another week. Can you believe we're already a month into the footy for the NRL for 2019? And talking to us this morning, thanks to Watson's Leisure Centre, they've got the Patriot camper vans and they've got the Jayco caravans, and we've got Maroon. Good morning, mate.
See, this is what I need, Moffy, a Patriot camper van so I can go on a big tour of Coffs, Port Macquarie, Orange, Bathurst, Dubbo, Fraser Coast, all these wonderful places that take the Triple M call.
I reckon it's a deal. We should, you know what? We should actually talk to him about that.
Mate, let's talk to him about it. You drive, right? Mm. While you're driving around in the Patriot, I'll be out in the back of the Patriot making up a home brew. Moffy and Maroon's home brew. By the time we get the cans, it'll be ready to drink.
Beautiful. Sounds good. Mate, look, the footy tonight, we got the Broncos taking on the Roosters. It hasn't been a good start for Brisbane.
No, and look, nobody around where I live in downtown Sydney in Little Bay, nobody around here cares about that. They've all got the evil eye out for Anthony Seibold, all the Rabbitoh supporters. Maybe that's what's bringing him undone. And against the Roosters, I'm going to take the Roosters. So no Jake Friend, but Victor Radley comes in to hooker. Did you know, Moffy, that Victor Radley is a Roosters junior? Did you know there was such a thing? But
no.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
There is. And there is one. Victor Radley, see it for yourself before they become completely extinct.
Now, tomorrow night, two games. The first one at 6 o'clock at Mount Smart Stadium. The Warriors taking on the Titans. You'd expect a Warriors win here.
Oh, mate, look, the Warriors, I'm really off them at the moment. You just don't know who's going to turn up. And once they start to lose, they've just got no heart, no fight in them. When they start to lose, they won't chase loose balls. They won't kick them dead. Look, the Titans get Ash Taylor back. They deserve a win. They really put in a bit against the Bunnies. This is a team with a lot of injuries. I'm going to take the Titans to beat them.
Now, the Tigers were knocked off the top of the ladder. They take on the Panthers. Now, this is a home game for the Panthers. And look, it's a big week for them in the news as well for Penrith, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Look, they're just the story that'll never go away. But this is, of course, Ivan Cleary's new club against Ivan Cleary's old club. And Panthers do get, if we stick to what's on the field, Kickout comes back, Yo comes back, so there's a little bit more starch in that pack. You know, I think poor old Nathan Cleary's got a lot of pressure on him. I think they're due for a win, and I'm going to take them just.
Now, Maroon, obviously you go for the Rabbitohs. They're going to be playing Manly. As a kid, everyone hated Manly. I think as I get older, the hatred for them doesn't sadly seem as strong.
It's funny, isn't it, Moffy?
Yeah.
We see teams like Manly now and the Dogs struggling, and Parramatta sometimes on the end of people's jokes. And when I was growing up in the 80s, they were the glamour sides. They were the tough sides. To see the Rabbitohs have the wood on Manly as a Rabbitohs supporter, I won't lose any sleep for poor old Manly, I'll be honest with you, Moffy. you saw how different they were with Tommy Trbojevic back against the Warriors. They're a different side. They were a different side. But I don't think they'll have enough to beat the mighty Bunnies, mate. I think the Bunnies will beat them by about 10 lengths of a Jayco caravan from the mighty Watsons.
Lovely stuff. Now, the Cowboys, we head north to North Queensland, taking on the Raiders on Saturday, Arvo.
Yeah. Oof, look, this will be a hard one. I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to take the Raiders just on the back of they're flying high. They're playing very confident.
What about the Eels and the Sharks?
So the Eels... Now, this is interesting. This glamour kid that was going to shop himself around before he'd even played an NRL game, Dylan Brown, he's out with a back injury indefinitely. Jamin Salmon comes in. I'm going to take Cronulla to just be too tough.
And then on Sunday, of course, Daylight Saving ends this weekend as well, thankfully. Sunday afternoon at 4 at Amy Park. They're back on top of the ladder where we often see them, the Melbourne Storm. They take on the Bulldogs. I think at the moment it's like 550, I think, for the Bulldogs to win.
Well, the first thing I think, Moffy, is I didn't know you had such an issue with Daylight Saving, mate. What's the problem?
It just goes too long. I reckon finish it when summer finishes. Done.
Yeah, look, I'm probably with you on that, mate. But I think the poor old Dogs, they finally got a win. But now they're without Kieran Foran. So I am going to take Melbourne to win this game by about 18 to 20.
Lovely. And then the final game to wrap up round four, the Knights taking on the Dragons at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle.
I'll take the Dragons here in a close one, Moffy. I'll take the mighty Red V.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, enjoy your calls over the weekend. And... I reckon we need to get in touch with Chris and the team at Watson's about that tour.
Mate, get hold of Watson's and say, look, we want the Moffey Maroon Patriot camper van up and running by the end of season, and we just need a little space so we can do a little bit of home brewing as we're driving. You're in charge of the driving, I'm in charge of the brewing.
Done deal. Talk to you next week, mate.
Glory, glory, go the bunny. See you next week, Moffy.